off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'd like a beer, please.
Sorry, you gotta be a pilot to drink in here.
But I am a pilot.
Where's your uniform?
I stowed it safely in the overhead compartment.
Well, you talk the talk.
Pilot of the airways, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis and his son Austin. Captain Austin, I should say. Here at Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida. We're having a good old time, and we're stopping by our good friend Dean at Flying Eyes. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Great to see you guys.
Yes, literally, because they're doing a lot of cool things with eyewear when it comes to aviation enthusiast pilots. You know, having the right glasses that go under those headsets is what, that's what they specialize at flyingeyesoptics.com, by the way. You can go there and check it out. But man, you got quite the footprint here at Sun and Fun, don't you, Dan?
We do. We've moved to a new location, which allows us to have the largest eyewear booth in the history of the event.
How about that? Even, well, for Sun and Fun.
For Sun and Fun, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And also at Oshkosh. It's the largest eyewear booth at Oshkosh as well.
Our booth. Breaking records,
yes.
Turning heads and correcting vision.
We have 1,000 different eyewear options in our booth.
That's impressive.
And build them for you on site. You pick your frame, the size, the finish, and the lens, and we build custom glasses for you in a couple minutes.
Yes, they do a great job. Matter of fact, the only reason I'm not wearing mine right now is that my prescription just changed. And I was telling them when I walked up, I said, oh, my flying eyes. I got them.
We can help with that.
Yeah, we're going to have to get mine updated because my prescription changed and I had to go revert.
Right here on site. So if you can do, is this one or two? One or two. We can get it done right here.
I already got the prescription.
So we have an optician on site, not an ophthalmologist.
Yes, come on, Dennis. So,
tomato.
But I've already got that part done.
So
I got my new prescription.
Find the right frame for your prescription glasses and make sure they fit correctly.
Right.
And then an ophthalmologist will actually get your prescription done. And
there
so we don't
go.
Do prescriptions here, but we can get you fitted for prescription glasses here.
Righto, which is what they did last time.
You want to make sure that optical center is there, especially if you're of a certain age where you might need some enhancements in the vision, maybe for near vision.
It's called presbyopia.
Yes.
And everybody gets it. If we might be over 40. I'm not telling anybody, but we might be.
I just said of a certain age. I didn't say what that age was.
Right.
But you guys just had an announcement the other day. You have a new version of the progressive bifocals that addresses a problem that's near and dear to many pilots of airliners.
Yes. Yeah, so we have a new lens type for prescription lens that's a progressive. It's called Flight Deck 360. And what it is you need a progressive reader down at the bottom? Yes.
Yes.
Distance in the middle?
Yes.
You need readers at the top.
And not me, but the pros do, right?
For airline pilots or pilots of a lot of jets have an overhead panel that they need to see, and if they're over 40, you got to be able to see, and we have glasses that allow you to do that.
Right. So if you have old fart disease, like I do, and you're operating a commercial pilot where you have to have that oversight, you guys addressed a need. Was it like a request you were getting from pilots, and you said, hey, let's do it?
It was a long-time request. I mean, I've been doing this since 2013, but we do more and more of our manufacturing in-house, and we get more and more requests for things from our customers and looking for solutions, and we came up with this just this past year.
Oh, there you go. And so you're debuting that here at Sun and Fun.
We are, yes.
So far, the response been pretty good. I mean,
excellent.
We're kind of early on in the show.
Yeah, it's just the first day, but excellent response. There are a lot of airline pilots and corporate pilots that are over 40 that need readers and then need to see that overhead panel.
Right. Well, there you go. And I'm a big fan of the progressives, and that's what I had done. I think it was it at AirVenture I got the new ones, and then
yeah.
I got them in my prescription chains. I'm like, duh!
You know, so there's also, for those that just, they don't need distance correction, they just need near vision correction, we have non-prescription bifocals in all of our frames. So if you just need that reader, we do that in all of our frames, and that's an easy solution as well. And you can walk away today with non-prescription bifocal readers or just regular sunglasses.
Well, there you, exactly. For those who do not suffer from old fart disease, you can just use these very stylish sunglasses. They got every mirrored color you can imagine. They're very, very stylish. Austin, what are you doing? You're getting some? What is the plan?
Yeah, I need to get new year, new shades, right?
Yeah, but not with the old fart disease element?
No, I don't know what any of you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I figured
I'm sure
not.
I'll figure that out eventually.
You just need some new, you need a life so cool, you got to get shades kind of thing. These are the ones for pilots.
I'm trying to get to the point that I have a pair of shades for each day of my work week.
Okay, well, that's what they're doing these days, and you would be more than happy to oblige him in that regard, right?
You collect the whole set.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah, how many styles you said you have now?
1,000 different variations.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, and all of them here. And all of them are here. We build them for you on site. So just in a couple of minutes, you pick exactly what you want. It's easy, and we build them for you.
Yeah, and I remember when we talked to you several years ago, I mean, you were probably, 20% of the size of this, if that.
Yeah.
And you've come on to the industry, really taken over this little niche and just keep expanding, manufacturing, you're streamlining the process, and that's what allows you to make new models so quickly. Is that right?
That's exactly it. That's the challenge is coming up with new things as quickly as possible, and it is a challenge. And since we do more and more of our actual manufacturing in-house, we're able to introduce new products quicker and actually produce quicker, and so we have all of these options.
Yeah. What is the most popular style these days? Is there such a thing, or is that a loaded question, Dean?
No, it's the real reality.
It's not the classic aviators, even though you have that style, is it?
We sell a lot of those.
Yeah.
Our new titanium aviators are very popular. But so really, the reason we have so many variations is everybody's got a different head size, shape. And we want to make sure that you look stylish no matter what. If you're wearing flying eyes and helmets or headsets, you're going to be happy with them. And we want you to be happy with them and not just leaving them in the airplane or leave them on your motorcycle or wherever you're doing that helmet or headset use. We want you to just wear them all the time.
Yeah, what's the lens that you put in the glasses that makes you look 20 years younger? Which one is that?
Still working on that.
That's a progressive kind of lens that they don't make yet?
It's a beer-colored lens.
Yes, exactly. It involves libations.
Depending on it, it actually might be a bourbon.
Hey, you got me.
There you go.
You had me at bourbon. Okay.
We're on the same page, but you know, these aren't just fashion statements. These are functional. These
practical.
Are actually the best lenses that I found in the cockpit because they wrap around, they cover, they stay nice underneath the headsets. So it's form over function, but also function over form. I don't know how you make that work, but it's perfect.
I can wear mine all day and I don't even feel them.
Yeah, they're super light.
Yeah, it's getting dark sooner than you think and you go, oh right, I'm still wearing my glasses. The reality is we solve a problem first. And that is for anybody that wears a helmet or headset, our temples are a millimeter thin, and when you put them on under a helmet or headset, you don't feel them. So that's what we do first. And then it's the, hey, I want to have something like that that looks good on me as best as I can make myself, you know, look good with glasses.
Depends on how much bourbon.
We have a face for radio.
Exactly,
so.
Right? Exactly. A voice for print? But yeah, so that's what we do, and we want to make sure that we have every variation possible to fit a wider variety of people.
Excellent. And as far as it, sun and fun, the weather's been spectacular. It's so sunny as can all get out. You sell more sunglasses when it's nice like this?
We do, yeah. And so the reason we have such a big booth is we're a luxury eyewear product. We want to make sure that, you know, people aren't standing in line for 20 minutes just to get a pair of glasses or just to try them out and see if they actually do work. And so that we have a big booth so people can walk up and just try them. By the way, all of our part-time crew that are here, all of them are pilots, most of them are flight instructors, and they have a personal experience with our glasses. They wear them on a daily basis.
Designed by pilots for pilots.
Exactly. Yeah,
FlyingEyesOptics.com,
yes,
right?
That's it.
Hey, that'll do it for our first show from Sun and Fun 2026. We got more next week. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Flying high again. Flying high again.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.